In North Carolina, Christmas trees are a nearly $90 million industry. Most of the trees are Fraser firs. They have soft needles, which don't shed as much as other evergreens, and they have limbs that are strong enough for ornaments. But it turns out that Fraser firs are having a harder time in the wild. Irina Zhorov takes us to the North Carolina high country.
On Joey Clausen's Christmas tree farm outside Boone, North Carolina, four workers, chainsaws in hands, pick their way through neat rows of Fraser firs. Takes just a few seconds to saw down a tree. Clausen says workers have spent nearly a decade fertilizing each tree by hand, shaping them one by one with giant machetes, and looking for pests.
It's 4 or 5 months that I'm out here weekly with a magnifying glass, checking bunches of trees in every field.
If Clausen spots an outbreak, he'll spray with insecticide, all in the name of a perfect Christmas tree.
Because it's all about creating family memories.
About 4 million Fraser firs from North Carolina will grace people's homes this Christmas. But in the wild, a bug called the balsam woolly adelgid has been killing trees. Growers like Clausen can control the pests on their farms, but the bug has been spreading for decades in the forest. Biologist Howard Neufeld says the bug arrived during reforestation efforts of logged areas in the early 1900s.
They imported trees from Europe, and one of them was silver fir. And the silver fir had this adelgid on it, and no one saw it.
Slowly, the tiny adelgid began to attack native firs. It injects a toxin into the trees. That triggers abnormal growth and makes the trees unable to take up water, which eventually kills them. By the 70s and 80s, die-off spread rapidly.
It's had a devastating effect here.
In some fir forests, the adelgid has killed more than 90% of the trees. On Roan Mountain in Tennessee, Scott Corey, a PhD student studying Fraser firs, walks up a road littered with coyote scat, then climbs into the forest. He points to trees killed by the adelgid. They're barkless and sun-bleached.
Actually, there's one, a dead one. There's a dead one.
But on this mountain section, it's just a patch. All around us, healthy firs still stand.
Oh, this is classic spruce fir forest. Dense, dense number of stems in here. Super dark in the understory. Everything's mossy.
Is there a difference between these trees that we're looking at and the trees on the farms?
So genetically, they're the same. But as far as what they do, you know, for their ecosystem, totally different.
The Fraser firs here clean the air and water, store carbon from the atmosphere, and provide habitat for animals. Some flora and fauna, like a tiny endangered tarantula called a spruce fir moss spider, live only here. During the last glaciation, about 10,000 years ago, Corey says this area was a lot colder, and the firs lived all up and down the mountains.
But as it warmed up, the trees had to move further and further to the top of the mountain.
Today, the firs live on just 7 mountain peaks in the southern Appalachians, and Roan Mountain is one of them. Corey has been studying what makes the trees survive, or not, due to environmental conditions. He points to some saplings under the dead trees, possible signs of recovery. He hopes people will be able to see Fraser firs on the mountain, not just in their homes, for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Irina Zhorov.